From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The emotional rebirth of a sad sack disillusioned college professor is central to two new movies this week. First, the comedy Smart People. Yesterday we heard from one of its stars, Sarah Jessica Parker. Today, Bob Mondello reviews a more dramatic variation of the story. It's called The Visitor.
Walter Vail is the sort of guy you'd describe as bland and colorless, if you bothered describing him at all. He's a 60-something economics professor who's doing little more than going through the motions of living. When those motions take him from his campus to his usually unoccupied New York apartment, he's surprised to find lights on and someone in the bathtub.
I'm sorry. It's okay.
My boyfriend is coming.
I'm not going to hurt you.
Who are you? What are you doing here?
This is my apartment.
His apartment does not belong to you. How did you get here?
My name is Walter Vail. I have keys. This is my apartment.
Who are you?
Tarek, a young Syrian emigre, and his Senegalese girlfriend have been tricked into thinking they're renting this apartment. They quickly pack, though they have nowhere to go. But Walter, realizing that they meant no harm and needing a little noise in a life left too quiet when his wife, a concert pianist, died, lets them stay. He gets more noise than he bargained on, but he sort of likes it. Tarek turns out to be a drummer, and the two men bond over music.
Now, Walter, I know you're a very smart man, but with a drum, you have to remember not to think. Thinking just screws it up, okay?
Okay.
Now, give it a couple of bangs. Not so hard. You're not angry at it.
Okay.
Better. Did you think?
No.
Good. Come on, follow me.
Up to this point, the film has been a story about Walter's reemergence into life. But when a simple misunderstanding leads to racial profiling and Tarek gets arrested on the subway, the story veers in another direction.
How could this happen? He knows better. He wouldn't do anything wrong.
No, he didn't. I'm sure it'll be okay.
No, it won't be okay.
No, I went down to the precinct and made a statement.
That doesn't matter. We are illegal. We are not citizens. And when they find out, they're going to... Excuse me.
Writer-director Tom McCarthy is the guy who created The Station Agent a few years back, a story about a lonely, isolated soul who connects with a few other isolated souls in ways both whimsical and serious. That's not a bad description of The Visitor, though once that immigration issue is raised, seriousness dominates this time. It's easy to see where the film could have gone off the rails, sentimentally or politically correctly, but the filmmaker isn't intent on drumming messages into the audience's head, so much as he is in using drumming to reveal character through smartly nuanced performances, particularly those two drummers, Haas Slayman's enormously appealing Tarek, and Richard Jenkins, whose Walter is quietly, unassumingly affecting as he figures out how not to be a visitor in his own life. I'm Bob Mondello.
And you can find clips from The Visitor and more coverage of what's new and notable at the movies at npr.org/movies.